welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting.
In this episode, attorney Mike Breska discusses the dangers of UTIs in elder care facilities.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening in. My name is Mike Breska. I'm a partner at Davis and Breska here in New Jersey. And for quite some time, we've just exclusively dedicated our practice to nursing home neglect and abuse cases. And the topic I wanted to talk about today was the dangers of urinary tract disease, or what are known more commonly as UTIs. I do want to say, first of all, I'm a lawyer, and I went to school for horticulture, and I was a farmer before I went to law school. So this podcast is not medical advice. I'm not qualified to give medical advice. I'm here to tell you what I've seen in cases where UTIs have presented themselves and the dangers they presented in those cases. And importantly, I want to talk about what you can do if you see these signs and what those signs are in long-term care facilities. So we're going to talk about what is a UTI, how do you get UTIs, the danger of UTIs, and what to watch for. So the first thing we're going to talk about is, well, what's a UTI? What is a urinary tract infection? And what a urinary tract infection is basically an infection, typically a bacterial infection, somewhere in the path that urine is going to take to get out of your body. It's going to be the kidneys, the ureter, which is a tube that goes down to either the bladder, which is basically a storage unit for urine, and then out it goes. UTIs are typically more common in women than in men, and people obviously can get urinary tract infections outside of a nursing home. But today I want to talk about when you see them in nursing homes and why they're so particularly dangerous there. The symptoms of urinary tract infection are very straightforward, and they're not easily confused with other things. You can have general infection symptoms, right? Achiness, fever, that kind of thing. But there's typically a constant urge to go to the bathroom. But when you try to go, very little comes out. Oftentimes, when a person does have a urinary tract infection, when they are able to go to the bathroom, it has a burning sensation. If a person is catheterized, or even if they're going to the bathroom in a toilet, it's a little harder to see it, but the urine is cloudy. If it's getting to be dangerous, you'll see a red tint, which can be blood in the urine. The urine will have a very strong odor. In women, they'll get pelvic pain. And both men and women can get back pain from urinary tract infections. And these are telltale signs that you may have a urinary tract infection. So how do you get a UTI? Well, generally speaking, you can get a UTI from sexual activity, certain types of birth control, or just not having great hygiene. And that's the population at large. But specific to nursing homes, you will see urinary tract infections when there's poor incontinence care. And incontinence care is just keeping a person clean and dry, especially if they're in adult diapers, because you have to get them out of the diaper quickly, right? And if they're not getting them out of the diapers quickly, typically because they're understaffed, you're going to see poor incontinence care. And the people are just left in a dirty diaper. Now, not only to me personally, is this a dignity issue, it can also be dangerous in terms of urinary tract infection. I've had cases where people will sit in a dirty diaper for 20 or 30 minutes. It's hard to understand what that's like. I can put it to you this way. If you go to a restaurant and you're starving and you sit down and no one comes to give you a menu for 20 minutes, you're probably going to stand up and walk out of that place because you're so angry. Imagine sitting in a dirty diaper in that period of time and just being left in a soiled diaper. So that is a major cause of urinary tract infections in long-term care. Typically, there's bacteria in feces that can migrate forward, and that can cause the infection. Oftentimes as well, especially people that are suffering from cognitive impairment aren't drinking enough. They don't feel thirst always the same. So it's incumbent on the staff to understand who has cognitive impairment and to be sure they're drinking enough water, because if you're dehydrated, that can also be contribute to a urinary tract infection. Ultimately, they just come down to neglect. All right, so what are the dangers of the UTI? Well, to be clear, UTI is an infection, and any infection can be a serious problem. Specific to urinary tract infections, if you get a urinary tract infection, you can become more likely to get them in the future, what they call reoccurrent infections. In men, there can be a urethral narrowing. That is, that tube can get narrower after you've had a urinary tract infection. But more dangerously, if it progresses untreated, it can damage your organs. It can lead to sepsis. And sepsis is where you have any kind of infection, typically bacterial, that migrates into the bloodstream. And once an infection gets into the bloodstream, it is very dangerous and frequently lethal. In fact, hospitals will have standard protocols for how to handle people who come in that are suspected of sepsis. And of course, sepsis can lead to death. So urinary tract infections, if left untreated for too long, can be lethal. Now, this next point is perhaps not intuitive, but when you have people with cognitive impairment who are suffering from urinary tract infections, they become a very, very high risk for falls. And falls in the elderly are the number one reason they go to the hospital. And falls in the elderly have very bad statistics for survival within 6 months of having a significant fracture like a broken hip or broken pelvis because of the immobility it causes. And falls are a major concern among nursing homes and advocates for the elderly. Now, urinary tract infections present a unique risk of falls and an increase in your risk for falls. Urinary tract infections, one of the side effects is loss of sleep. You can imagine if you feel like you have to go to the bathroom all the time, it's hard to fall asleep. And even a younger person who's not sleeping is not making good decisions. And even a normal person would increase their risk for falls just by not sleeping. But when you're a cognitively impaired elderly person who's already at high risk for falls, this can be very dangerous. Additionally, one of the telltale signs of a urinary tract infection is hallucinations. Now, sometimes you'll have a person who suffers from dementia or Alzheimer's, but these hallucinations are different, and their family can typically tell that there's something wrong based on what they're saying or they say they're hearing. And those hallucinations are, like I said, telltale signs of a urinary tract infection. So being in tune with your residents and understanding what their daily baseline is or daily routines or how they interact and communicate with people is going to be really important. And a lot of times it's not the staff that pick up on this, it's the family, because some of these facilities where they're not staffed well, you're not going to see the same staff caring for the people. You see a high number of contractors working in the facilities that are not familiar with the residents, and they'll miss these signs. And a lot of times it's the families that pick up on hallucinations. When you have the loss of sleep, you have these hallucinations, and combined with just a constant urge to go to the bathroom, oftentimes these people that are cognitively impaired will forget to use call bells, they will forget to ask for help, they will forget to use their walkers or their wheelchairs, they will try to transfer themselves and try to just go to the bathroom. And I can't tell you how many cases I've handled where people are found on the floor of the bathroom. They don't remember just to wait for help, or you know, they push the call bell light and nobody comes and they forget. But this unique combination of hallucinations, the constant urge to go to the bathroom, can be very, very dangerous in the elderly when it comes to putting them at a higher risk for falls. So if you're a family member and you have someone in a facility and you're concerned about this, well, what do you watch for? Well, number one is shortages in the staff. People that are high risk for falls oftentimes are what's called a toileting schedule. That is, the staff are directed to check with a person either before meals and after meals and every 2 hours or whatever it happens to be sure that they're getting to the bathroom enough. But when you don't have enough staff, oftentimes they're the ones that are going to assist, usually CNAs, they're going to assist the residents in going to the bathroom, just making sure they get there safely and can do what they need to do to get them on and off the toilet safely. So if you have a shortage in staff, oftentimes you'll see these falls that are unwitnessed. And if I see a medical chart and there are multiple entries about unwitnessed fall, found on floor, found on floor, found on floor, what that's telling me is this facility is understaffed. Okay. Not that a person every day requires one-to-one care, but there are times, especially if a person is suffering from urinary tract infection, where they really do need to watch them more carefully, especially if you found them trying to get out of bed once already. Failures to respond to call bell lights. Typically, a call bell light should be responded to in a few minutes. Oftentimes, people will wait 30 minutes, 45 minutes for someone just to come in and answer the call bell light. A lot of times, you'll hear stories from families where the aide comes in after they press the call bell light, they turn it off and say they'll be back and then never come back. Now, I'm going to tell you about something that comes up with a lot of families in terms of incontinence care, which is troubling, is that a lot of times when a facility is understaffed or the aides are just not as attentive as they should be, especially if a person goes to the bathroom right before the shift change, a lot of times they'll say, oh, the next aide will take care of it. That's not acceptable. All right. And if you hear that from staff, you need to bring that to the charge nurse's attention and the director of nurses' attention immediately. That is not acceptable to push these things off on the next shift because they don't feel like doing it. If you're coming into the facility and you're finding your loved one in soiled diapers all the time, that's obviously a major risk factor for urinary tract infections. You have to get people out of these things. Like I said, the dignity issue is a serious problem to me personally, but from a medical standpoint, it can be very dangerous. If you find your resident isn't drinking enough water, you're coming in there, you find a large styrofoam cup full of water all the time, especially if you don't see ice in it, because a lot of times they're ice water, which means the ice has melted and this person hasn't taken a drink the entire time. That's a sign that there's a risk for urinary tract infections. You have to watch out and be sure that your resident's drinking enough water. If you see your resident acting out of the ordinary, agitated, confused, you as their family member don't understand what's going on, you need to bring that mental status change to the staff's attention right away. Urinary tract infection can be a cause of it, but there are multiple causes of that kind of change in a person's mental status, which can be very, very serious. So if you ever see anything like that, certainly you need it to bring it to the staff's attention. But for purposes of this discussion today, that can be a sign of a urinary tract infection. If your resident is catheterized and you're looking at their catheter bag and the urine is cloudy, that's a major red flag. That needs to be dealt with immediately, and you need to tell the staff immediately when you sign that. If your resident is having recurrent UTIs, now, there are people that are more prone to urinary tract infections, and this is a risk. However, if you have a resident that's consistently getting urinary tract infections, in particular, if you're pointing these out to the staff, and you see these other red flags that I've just mentioned, there might be something else more serious going on there, and your loved one may be getting neglected. And of course, if you have improper incontinence care, now in particular with women, you should wipe from the front to the back to reduce the risk of a urinary tract infection. So if you see them not doing the proper incontinence care, because sometimes staff just don't know or they're not trained appropriately, that's going to be a problem. And if they're not doing the proper incontinence care, it's going to increase the risk of developing urinary tract infections. If you are seeing recurrent UTIs, you are seeing these symptoms over and over again, you're having to reach out to the doctor about getting treatment for urinary tract infections, ask for a care plan meeting. UTIs with no negligence, that's a serious risk, and that needs to be addressed on a care plan. And ask the staff, ask for the care plan meeting as soon as you can get one. And go in there and ask them, what are they doing to address these recurrent UTIs? What's the source of the UTIs? If there's a care plan in place, it's obviously not working. So what changes can we make to this care plan to be sure that these urinary tract infections start coming less frequently or not at all? For example, mom or dad is getting enough water. Have they seen the dietitian? Do we know how many cc's of water they're supposed to be getting? Can we track that? There's a record that I've seen oftentimes in a nursing home chart called an I&O, input, output, what comes in and what goes out. They can track these things. Okay, so especially if a person's catheterized. So are we doing all the things we can do to be sure that these urinary tract infections either stop or are far less frequent? And importantly, if your person is getting recurrent urinary tract infections, as I said, look at the care plan for falls, because those residents that are suffering from urinary tract infections, in particular with the ones with cognitive impairment who are already at a high risk for falls, are going to be at an even increased risk for falls. And what new interventions are they putting in place to prevent falls? For example, pressure alarms. This is a pad that is on the bed, and you cannot disconnect it as a resident. And once you shift your weight off of it, it will sound the alarm. And if your bed is in the low position, this should give staff ample time to get there to be sure that that person is not in danger while they're walking around. So there are tools that they have that they can use to prevent falls. And if you're having recurring UTIs, this risk for falls is going to be uniquely heightened. So what we discussed today, what is a UTI? How do you get UTIs, the dangers of UTIs, and what to watch out for of a family member with a resident in a nursing home, and if they're suffering from recurrent UTIs. And to be clear, they will need an advocate oftentimes to be sure those care plans are getting updated, to be sure the staff are on it. And that's going to require the family member to step up and be that advocate that they are. And candidly, if you're listening to my podcast, I'm quite confident you are that person. So thank you for taking the time to listen to us today. Bye-bye.